Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Are you ready?
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so. It's Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and the entire network, at BetMGM Network, over on Twitter. You like our show, you like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends, at BetMGM Network is where you can find all the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Friday. We got Tyler Morales, Jay Kassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addy Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game that saw the Seattle Seahawks beat the Arizona Cardinals as time expired. Kind of a weird football game. Just felt like your classic Thursday night game, but the Seahawks win it at the gun as they improved to 3-1. Cardinals fall to 2-2. Nick will give us his thoughts 60 minutes from right now. But as always, if you miss anything throughout these 4 hours, and we're going to get to a lot today. Obviously, NFL bets, college football bets, our thoughts heading into the Major League Baseball final weekend of the regular season. We're going to get to so much on the show over these 4 hours. And if you miss anything, make sure you check it out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, we're putting it on there in on-demand fashion for everybody to consume. So the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. We have two guests who will be joining us throughout these 4 hours, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. College football betting analyst for the Action Network, our guy, Colin Wilson, checking in with us here on a Football Friday. Colin does an awesome job on the Big Bets on Campus podcast. He's going to give us his best bets for week 5 in college football, headlined by the two absolute bangers. I mean, this could honestly be like national semifinals by the time we get to January. Oregon at Penn State, Alabama at Georgia. Two awesome, awesome football games, which is a part of just a rock star slate in college football. Colin will give us what he likes for college football coming up at 5 o'clock Eastern time. Then at 5:20 Eastern, former MLB general manager was the executive of the year in 1999, now an MLB insider for CBS Sports HQ, written work over at The Athletic, and you can hear him on MLB Network Radio. Jim Bowden returns to us here on You Better, You Bet. It's been a while since we've spoken with Jim. Cannot wait to get his thoughts on this final weekend of the regular season. So much that is still up for grabs. AL East, AL Central, up for grabs. AL and NL wildcard spots, up for grabs. We got seeding up for grabs. Who's going to be the one in the American? Who's going to be the one seed in the National League? All that stuff is up for grabs. Now, I think it's going to be Milwaukee in the NL, but like, hey, I mean, they could get swept and the Phillies could go out there and snatch the one seed. It's all on the table, and we'll talk to Jim about it at 5:20 Eastern time to set the stage for the final weekend in Major League Baseball ahead of what should be a banger postseason this October. But we will get into all of that throughout the 4 hours, but we must begin on this Friday with what we saw last night, Thursday night football in the desert, and it's all the favorites, the Seattle Seahawks, who are laying 1.5, actually closed 1 at kickoff, but the Seahawks get the win nonetheless. So shout out to all of you Seahawks backers who were laying the points all throughout the week. Seattle wins it 23-20 at the buzzer over the Arizona Cardinals as they improve once again to 3-1 on the season. And why I say that this was just such a funny game that we saw last night is that I think if you just polled any football fan, talked to anyone who was watching the game, we all would have come to the same conclusion. Seattle dominated this football game. Like, it was pretty clear. The Seahawks were the much better team from start to finish. And speaking of the start, by the way, I mean, how about A.J. Barner? A.J. Barner! 25-1 to see you on the island. That was an absolute banger. I love that. I was going nuts. Like, the play prior, I swear, and you have to go back and watch, Charles Cross, the left tackle of the Seattle Seahawks, he false starts on the play before, and nobody says a word. Like they show the replay, so nobody says a word. I'm like, that dude is moving before the snap. What's going on here? Didn't matter. No penalty. Next play, Sam Darnold to A.J. Barner, left side of the end zone in the corner. Absolutely love it. Like, I bet Cardinals on the money line. Once again, it was a small bet, as we outlined at the end of yesterday's show. Small bet on the Cardinals just to sweat the game. But A.J. Barner, 25-1. At that point, we were playing with the house's money, literally. Like, it was awesome to cash A.J. Barner and finally get on the island after what has been a slow start with the island bets with these games to start the season. So it's why we go long shot hunting. You only got to hit about 3 of them or so in a season, and you're all good. We got our first one with A.J. Barner, the Seahawks tight end, at 25-1 to cash that ticket. So that was awesome. But, like, in watching the game, to get back to what happened on the field and just outside of my bets, like, Seattle was better than Arizona. And our worst fears going into this game were realized. Like, I know Nick had a lot of Arizona stock from the preseason, betting them to win the division. I had bought in on some Arizona Jonathan Gannon to win Coach of the Year when we got the Brock Purdy news. Like, we had all kind of been in on Arizona to some degree. Nick probably more than I, but, like, still, I was invested. I wanted to see the Cardinals win, and I bet the small bet on Arizona. But in watching the game and looking at the box score, it's pretty clear. Like, the Seahawks, 384 yards to 253 for Arizona, 6 yards per play for Seattle, 4 yards per play for the Cardinals. Like, these two teams did not feel like they were in the same weight class. And honestly, outside of this game just getting weird in the fourth quarter, we might have been talking about this game on the other side saying, you know what? Arizona's absolutely cooked. And I actually feel like that they still are. Like, let's not get the fourth quarter ghetto, like, kind of feeling optimistic about the Cardinals. But, like, Arizona, I don't know what they were doing. But I want to start with this fourth quarter, because this fourth quarter was just strange, as was the entire game since it's Thursday Night Football between a couple of division teams.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It just felt like to me going into that fourth quarter, Seattle up by 11, you know, just like it felt like they were kind of content keeping the Cardinals at arm's length. Just like, hey, like you guys stay over there. We got it. We don't need to really like press the metal here and like really crank it up into like the fifth gear. We're good. We'll be in cruise control through this game. However, once the Seahawks missed that field goal, Jason Myers with the field goal attempt, and that goes sideways, like that's when it's like, rut-row, Shaggy. The Cardinals might actually be able to pull this thing off or at least make this an entertaining finish. And I guess you got to give a little bit of credit to Arizona for what they were able to do, putting those two touchdown drives together in the fourth quarter after doing absolutely nothing the rest of the game. Like, I couldn't believe that they actually tied it. Like, I was stunned. I was like, wow, they have a chance? Like, how is this even possible? And at the end of the game, Arizona drives down the field, down by 7. They score the touchdown. Hey, there's 28 seconds left. Oh, my goodness, an extra point away from the tie. I thought that Jonathan Gannon, having been a guy that tends to be a little bit more aggressive, I thought they were going to go for 2. And I thought they should have gone for 2 in the game. Does it guarantee you victory? No, it doesn't guarantee you anything. And as we saw with what ended up happening on the kickoff, like they probably end up losing the game regardless. But at least it puts that extra pressure on Seattle. Because Seattle knew on that whole drive, okay, worst case scenario, we go to OT and we can figure it out there. You go for 2 and you end up getting it, so all of a sudden now this is 21-20 and you're up. Like the Seahawks, their whole psyche going into that final drive is way different than it is when they're tied up at 20, knowing that they have OT in their back pocket. Like I felt Gannon would have done that since we were under the 30-second mark, because that's typically been the rule. It's like, hey, 30 seconds or less, go for 2 and try to take the lead. Anything more, just kick it. You don't want the other team to have to be ultra aggressive when there's so much time left and they can get into field goal range and ultimately beat you. And Gannon opted to play the conservative route. Now, you might push back and say, well, Femi, the overtime rules have now changed. Both teams are guaranteed to get the football. OT is not as bad as it used to be back when it was touchdown ends the game, field goal, then you get the ball. Or even way back when it was just the first score that is scored, then all of a sudden the game ends. Like the OT rules are a lot more, fair would be the word that most people use. I think they're just more ridiculous. I like the old-fashioned overtime. Get me back to that one where the first score wins. But it's a little bit different. Changes the equation, the calculus a little bit on your decision-making at the end of regulation. So while I disagree with Gannon, I don't really want to kill him for it. I was just surprised that they didn't end up going for 2. Now, what was really crazy with the game is that it ended up being decided off of a penalty on the kickoff. Cardinals kicker Chad Ryland kicked the ball short of what is known as the landing zone, which is inside the 20-yard line, and that is a penalty. It is a procedural penalty, which brings the ball out to the 40-yard line. This landing zone apparently is as sacred as the sidelines, because that's the penalty for you kick the ball out of bounds in the sidelines. Like that's a 40-yard line. That's where everything goes. And we saw that even in Super Bowl 38 between the Panthers and the Patriots. Panthers tie the game up. John Casey kicks the ball out of bounds. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady and the crew, they're on the 40-yard line, only needing like 25 yards to get Adam Vinatieri into field goal range. And they end up winning that Super Bowl. But I understand. The league wants more kick returns. They don't want the kickoff to be just like a ceremonial play. They want there to be action. But like, did anyone actually ask for this? That's my thing. Who asked for this rule? And I'm not saying that as somebody who's like sour grapes because I bet Arizona. I'm just saying as a football fan, like the landing zone is going to help determine who wins the game. Like, come on. Really? And you could say, oh, well, they know where they're supposed to kick it, Femi. He's got to execute his job. All right, yeah, great. I get it. Do you also follow every single rule in life? You've never gone over the speed limit before? Like, you looking in the mirror saying, oh, the rule is the rule. Yeah, you've never gone 65 and a 60? All right, so settle down, okay? Like, the fact that this is a rule just seems so ridiculous. Like, landing zone puts the ball on the 40-yard line, and once that happened, you knew Seattle was getting into field goal range. It was just whether Jason Myers was going to make the field goal or not. That was what it was going to come down to. And you got to give them credit. Sam Darnold executing the drive, getting them in the makeable field goal range. And Jason Myers redeems himself after opening the door with his missed kick earlier in the fourth quarter, ends the game with a 52-yard field goal. And yeah, great. Seattle deserved to win the game. But I would have loved to see what would happen had it gone to overtime. I feel like Arizona had some momentum. The crowd was back in it, no longer turning on this team. I would have loved to see what have actually happened. But Sam Darnold gets it done. And last night, Sam Darnold, 18 of 26, 242, QBR of 75.1. It's a really good game. I also want to say this. Let's pump the brakes on the Sam Darnold love, guys. Like, let's just do it. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. Because a lot of the conversation coming off of last night's game, and it's kind of been bubbling over the first 3 weeks of the NFL regular season, is that, oh, well, you know, did the Minnesota Vikings make a mistake letting Sam Darnold go? Oh, I think Minnesota would have really loved to have Sam Darnold. Are our memories that short? like, come on. Our memories are that short. Like, on that very field, Sam Darnold nearly pooped his pants in the playoffs. Like, I think Minnesota's going to be all right, guys. And Sam Darnold, while he's off to a good start with this Seahawks team and Clint Kubiak and all this stuff, the scheme, everyone seems to love it, what they're doing. His connection with JSN is really awesome. JSN, by the way, just an absolute stud at wide receiver. The deep ball that he caught was really, really impressive. Like, let's just remember Sam Darnold and the Seahawks, they've beaten the Steelers, who, if you've watched those Steelers games so far, they're not very good, especially on defense. They've beaten the Saints, LOL. And they just beat the Cardinals last night, who we found out is just a mediocre team on their best day. Like, let's just chill out. Darnold executed. He did what he had to do. But I don't think Sam Darnold playing like this is going to vault the Seahawks into being a contender in the NFC. Yeah, miss me with that noise. This team is not that good. And we'll find that out once they start to play tougher competition. The benefit for them, though, is that at least the schedule is a little bit better. But there are harder games on the schedule to where I think the Darnold that we all saw in January against the Lions and against the Rams, that Darnold is still in there, folks. And it's going to come up when you least expect it. That's been his MO his entire career. But the real reason why Seattle won this game, I think for a lot of people, I mean, the Cardinals just, they absolutely stink. Let's just be honest about what this is for Arizona. They're no longer the frisky team. They're no longer the potential upside with Jonathan Gannon. The team sucks. Kyler Murray for a majority of the night was bad. What in the world is happening with Marvin Harrison Jr.? Like, his stat line, it might look like it's kind. 6 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown. That dude is a double agent, man. Like, we saw it. We saw it on the route with the first interception. We saw it on the second interception when he's bobbling the ball into a defender's arms. The offense is so uninspiring. Here's a screen pass. Here's Kyler Murray trying to freelance. Here's a check down on third and long. Here's a punt. That was what it was for majority of the night for the Arizona Cardinals. And we all thought Drew Petzig was supposed to be one of those guys. Doesn't look like it. And it looks like Arizona, once again, same old Cardinals that we've seen over this Kyler Murray tenure outside of one single season. We're just getting started here on a Friday. We're hitting you with the top headlines next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.